Tensions were high at the Sydney courthouse yesterday when a Cape Breton man accused of murder was granted one of the highest bail postings in Nova Scotia's history. 49-year-old Christopher Anderson Neville appeared before a packed courtroom in Sydney Supreme Court yesterday for a bail hearing. Neville is charged with first-degree murder in connection to the death of 44-year-old Jeff Pearson of Whitney Pier. Pearson died in a shooting at a home on Shore Road in Whitney Pier early on the morning of February 22nd. Shortly after his death, three Alberta men, 27-year-old Mal Chole, 19-year-old Letcher Gang, and 20-year-old Goner Mark Tutt, were all charged with first-degree murder in relation to his death. Neville was later arrested on the same charge in Halifax. When proceedings began, Crown Attorney Peter Dostal said they had reached an agreement with Neville's lawyers on release order conditions, which was agreed to by Supreme Court Justice Shane Russell. Neville was granted bail for $630,000 coming from himself and three sureties. Speaking to reporters, Dostal outlined the long list of conditions that Neville will face upon his release.
It's strict house arrest. He is to stay in his house 24/7. There are security cameras around the house to entries and exits that are accessible to the police. He has a GPS monitor that monitors every few seconds as to his exact location. That information is accessible to the police. His communications on social media are prohibited. He has three individuals who are expected to be responsible to police him 24 hours a day. And if they fail or are negligent in their duties, they have significant financial penalties in relation to that. He will be limited on what phone calls he can make. He can be limited on what form of access to the internet there will be. He will not be going anywhere, and he will be expected to remain there for the duration of these proceedings.
Neville is also required to turn in his passport and is banned from airports, heliports, and ferry terminals. The news of Neville's bail posting was largely met with anger from those attending the day's proceedings, many of whom were family and friends of Pearson. Justice Russell began the proceedings by warning the public not to interrupt them. Towards the end of the day, Russell had one member of the public removed from the courtroom, which led to a large number of people choosing to express their anger at the decision as they left. Outside the courtroom, tensions were very high.
The public wants their say.
We got it all documented. We already got it on paper. All at the police station.
This is the son. We don't want that kind of public. Don't want him released, and we want our say.
Shame.
Many stayed at the courthouse to wait for Neville to be brought out, calling after him as he was led into a sheriff's vehicle. Dostal responded to questions about Neville's financial assets and his ability to be a flight risk.
Our bail system isn't just a cash bail like you see in the TV, like in the US. The amount will be proportionate to one's assets. The most recent release ordered by our court was a case out of Halifax where the order was for about $60,000. And that was only because of the particular financial situation of that individual. And this one, reflecting his greater financial position, it's more than 10 times that amount. What the concern is, and we absolutely share that concern, is that a person who has means and does travel and does have business affiliations outside of Nova Scotia and outside of Canada could very well be a greater flight risk than just a local individual who stays in the province exclusively. And there's means for that. The ports of entry and in and out of the country require a lot of security clearances, and when it comes to let's say a flight, which is the most likely way that he would, if he were to attempt to leave, to go through, you have to go through CBSA, and we have connections through CBSA, and once we have the draft order, we send it right to them, so they'll be aware immediately. So he wouldn't be able to get to the airport in time before they're aware of his name.
Dostal says within the knowledge of the public prosecution's records over the last 20 years, there's been no amount of bail posted higher than this case. With the bail hearing finished, the case will return to Sydney Provincial Court on October 28th, where Neville will appear in person and is expected to set preliminary hearing dates. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.